ceremony exactly called is that is it. The one din of Brera is whether nobody made a Tanai in the first place. And the other one is the Tanai was made. When no Tanai was made, let's say somebody dies, so there's Tumas Meis, Oyel HaMeis. And then there's a din. It's a question whether it's a din Halachal Moshe Misinai or it's a din de Rabbanan. So if Tumas Lotzeis, that if there are different ways to go out, someone dies in the house, so you can go take the Chevi Kaddish, you can either take the Meis out to the cemetery this way or that way. So if they made up in advance before he died, they know they're going to take him out, let's say somebody dies in a hotel, so they're not going to take him out to the front lobby. They don't want everybody to know that that one of the guests died. So they take him out the back exit. So if they made up in advance, they're going to take him out the back way, so you only say Sof Tumah Lotzeis in that direction. What if at the time that he died, we didn't plan anything? We weren't thinking at all. And after he died, then the Chevra Kaddisha makes a whole calculation, takes him an hour till they make a haklot, that we're going to take the mace out this way. So then the question is, do you say, Hameis babayis v'lo psof mahar b'kulam t'mein? They're all t'amein, misofik, everything is sof t'malot. So they say, no, it's a gloy milsel amafre. After the hour's discussion, we determined we're going to take him out here. So we say, it's gloy milsel amafre, that he was I made lotzeis that direction, and only that direction had the tumas meis. The other direction don't have the tumah of sof tumah lotzeis. So nobody made a tanai in advance. There was no tanai made. It's not a din hilchas tanai. The question: what do you say, igloim muslim afreya, in such a situation? Another case like that would be hachem shecholku. Nobody made a tanai. A man dies, so the yerusha from the maize goes to his son. He only has one son. Chad b'chad ad Yerusha benun. Make it easy. So the man dies, so the Yerusha goes to the son. That's obvious. Even Bal Korcha, the son gets the Yerusha Bal Korcha, even if he doesn't want it. That's the din of the Yerusha. You don't need a Maisa Kinyan. You don't need Das Kinyan. What if he has two sons? So the Yerusha goes to the two sons. So the Nal Shutvin. And then, after a year of remaining B'Shutvin, they decide they're going to make a Chalukah. And this son is going to take these bookcases, and he's going to take that house, and the other son is going to take the other furniture, and he's going to take the other house. So do you say, so Kozman that they were shutfim for a year, we were shutfim, Fusas Habayis, part is mine, part is yours. After we decide we're going to make a chalukah, so do you, how did I accomplish that chelik that you keep belongs to you, the garment, and the chelek that I keep belongs to me. Do you have to have a das makna over here? Or do you say, no, at the time that the father died, there was a din of Yerusha said it. At the time the father died, we didn't know what chelek Shimon is going to get, what chelek Reuben is going to get. But later on, after a year, we decide to make a chalukah, so we say, it's a gloy Muslim affair. This chelek was always oimed to go to Shimon. That chelek was always oimed to go to Reuben. So the din Yerusha at the time of the father's death, accomplished b'shaito that it's tfusas habayis, it doesn't come out igloy muslim afer that all along it belonged to Reuven, all along it belonged to Shimon. L'chora not, for a year it was tfusas habayis, it was b'shutfas. But the din of Yerusha b'shaito accomplished that the two sons yarshin b'shaveh b'shutfas, and the din Yerusha accomplished b'shaito that likishay yechalku when they make the halukah, then this chelik will go to this son, that chelik, because it's a glod muslim afreya, it is aymed lakach from the very beginning. So that's the machloikas tanoim and the machloikas amaroim, where the machzirim zelos at the yoivom, does it have a din of stay mikna, does it have a din of stay achuza? If you don't say gloy muslim afreya that it is aymed lakach, so then you have to have a das makna to make it that the half that Shimon is going to take belongs only to Shimon. Originally everything belonged to Shutvis to both. So you have to have a das makna. Reuben has to have a das makna to give to Shimon his half, what he's going to walk off with. And Shimon has to have a das makna to give to Reuben the part that he's going to keep. It should no longer remain b'shutvis. But if you hold there is such a thing, igloy and milsalam afer that it was all mizaymed lakach, so the din Yerusha accomplished b'shaito, its own b'shutvis b'tvus habayis, and the din Yerusha accomplished also, even though the father dies today, but the din Yerusha sets in right now, it'll be later a gloy Muslim affair that this is going to be the chelik that was zayim to be shal Reuven. So the din we should accomplish is that after a year, that belongs to Reuven, that belongs to Shimon. So that was one machlokes tanoim below hisnu. Then the Gemara has another, the more famous case of Bereira is when they did make a tanoim. When the kusim are chashudim and hafrashes trumas maisis for themselves, they're not chashudim. They observe what it says in the chumash that they would never eat the tevel, but the chashudim, Taisa says, the chashudim not to be mafrish trumas and maisis and what they sell to somebody else. So we have to be mafrish everything, even though in Amoritz it's not chashud ala trumas, but the kusim are chashudim even. When they're selling to someone else, they're chashurim even on the truma. So you have to be mafresh everything, but it's Erev Shabbos late, and I don't want to miss davening shul, so I'm running to shul, and I want to drink some of the wine on Shabbos. I say, Shnei Lugin, Shnei Yosef, Lahafresh, on Matzoi Shabbos, I'm going to pour out 2% into one container, and that's going to be truma, 10% the other container, that's going to be my Sereish, 9% in the next container, that's going to be my Sesheni. So if I say, Shnei Lugin, Shani Yosid Lahafrish, after Habdallah Hare, Hain Truma Likisha Afrish, let it become Truma then, and let it become Maiserishin, if and when I will be Mafrish it. That's not a machloikis, whether Yesh Breir or Ein Breir, that the Shagasari has a tshuva. He quotes the Gemara in Baba Kamba, and Dab Samachtes, Samar Aleph, where the Gemara talks about a fellow is Mafkir, the Paris that the Gazlonim are going to take. So if he says, "Kol mashi yilketu aniim hayom yehevke likishe yilketu," I declare it should become hefker if and when they walk off with it, when they got off and steal it. So then that's not a shaila. That's not a shaila of Breira, because at the time that I want it to be chala, it will be mevura. That's a shaila. Can you be mafker dovishene b'shusa? Because when a ganav steals something from me, it's still shaliva shene b'shusa. So in order to be mafker something, in order to be makna, maybe Nietzsche loya b'shusa. That's the machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish. That's machlokes of Tanoim. Yechon Reish Lakish just argue which Tana to paskan like. The Gemara in Baba Kamma, Daf Samachtes, quotes the Mishnah that it's a machlokes of Tanoim. Whether there's a din, full bailus requires shaloya b'shusa, or shaloya is enough, you don't need b'shusa. So if you hold that you don't need b'shusa, as I say, whatever the ganavim will steal should become hefker at the time that they steal it. So then that's not an issue of yesh breir ein breir. At the time that it's going to be chal, it'll be mevur. So that's l'chol ha'deis. Shagzai points out that gemara l'chol ha'deis that it's going to be chal. But I want to drink the wine on Shabbos. I'm buying wine halakech yayin ben akusim on erev Shabbos, and I want to drink the wine on Shabbos. So it's not going to be good. I'm going to say let all the hafroshes be chal on matzoi Shabbos after havdol. So it's going to be tevel the whole Shabbos. I want to drink it. So I say, Shnei Lugin, Shnei Yosef Lahafrish, I rein Truma Me'achshav. I want it to be chal as of now. So the Pashta says that that's a din of tonight. That's always the din of tonight. Man says, I rein Mekudesh Asli Me'achshav if it snows next Wednesday. I don't know whether it's going to snow next Wednesday. We'll find out next Wonday. So that's the din. I can make a tonight Me'achshav. And what happens next Wednesday will affect retroactively the kiddushin that the kiddushin they get whatever that he gave today. So that's you learn that out from the parsha of Tanai that there is such a din that that is acceptable. So now the Tanoim have a machlokes. Should I say Shnei Lugin Shani Yosel Habshar Ein Truma Me'achshav? That's included in the parsha of Tanai. Or should I say no? This is an exception to the rule. Tanai doesn't work over here. Tanai only works when the question is yes or no. But if that's the poshup shot. But if the question is, what's going to be the nature, which droplets of wine are going to turn out to be truma? Which droplets of wine are going to turn out to be maiserishon and maisersheni? It's not whether yes or no. If I say, Harei mekudesh esli me'achshav, if it snows next Wednesday, everything is mevura. The only question is if it snows, the kedushin is chal. Does it not, kedushin is not chal. So that's a miyavar nesat malei avar menechaz of esechachem. So everything is clear. The nature of the chalois is clear. The only thing is, we don't know whether it's going to take place or not. You don't know whether the chalois is going to take place. So if the toss-up is yes or no, that's the din of tonight. But here the toss-up is, what's going to be the nature of the chalois? Is the truma going to be chal on these droplets or those droplets? So that's a machlokes ha-tanaim and a machlokes ha-maroim. is this too included in the parsha of Tanai? Or they say, no, this is too dissimilar to Tanai, and it cannot be included. So the Gemara links the two together. The Gemara says that the machlokes, whether Tanai works or not, is totally in the other, whether Yesh Breir or not, is totally in the other shal of Yesh Breir. If you can say by Soif Tumalotzes and by the Achuzah State Mikden, that is the Gloy in Muslim Affair, that it was always I made to be like that, so then the Gemara holds that it should be included in the Parsha of Tanai. So it can even be Chalam Afrei, even though it was Zayna Mavura at the time that you wanted to be Chalam Ayachshav, it's Zayna Mavura. But if it's Oymed to be Mavura, Oymed Lekach, if you can say it's Iglon Nelson Afrei, it's Oymed Lekach, so then it's the same as Parshas Tanai. But if you can't say Oymed Lekach by the Soif Tum Olot Seisim, and by the Stei Achuz and the Stei Mikne, then the Gemara holds that this is for Lechalek, that this Tanai cannot be derived from Tanai B'nei Gov and Reuven, it's too dissimilar. That's what Tosfos in a few Masechta says. There's really a big room to split between the two. You can say that if Hisnu Tanai is a Tanai, if he made a Tanai in advance, then you can hold Yesh Breir. But if Lo Hisnu, to say that it was always Oymed Lekach, he never made a Tanai, so there's room to say over there Ein Breir, and over here Yesh Breir. You should say that this is a regular Tanai. What are the cases that the Gemara discusses that are an issue of Yesh Breir, Ein Breir? So one is Shnei Lugin Shani Yosei LaHafrish. He's Mafrish Trumas and Maisis, but it's not clear which droplets of wine the Chalois is going to take effect on. Or what's the other case? The Gemara has a Chocham. I want to go listen to the Drushas of Chocham, but at the time that I make the Erev, the Chocham didn't decide yet where he's going to go. The Chocham decided Friday night, late Friday night, he decided where he's going to go. I live in this city. I can't go to the right or to the left without an Erev. I need an Erev to go Chutz L'Tchum to the right, or I need an Erev to go Chutz L'Tchum to the left. Where in the world is the Chacham? That's what Tosfos and Erev breaks that. Where in the world is the Chacham that he decides at midnight on Friday night, how come he can go either to the right or to the left? He didn't make any Erev. If he made an Erev Etrumen, so it's already Nikva from before Shabbos, where he's going to go. There's only one possibility. So Tosfos works hard. It's a funny case that the Chacham didn't decide yet till Lil Shabbos where he's going to go. And the Balabas makes this Erev Etrumen. It's not a question of yes or no. He certainly is making an Erev Etrumen. He wants to go hear the Drushas of Chacham. The Gemara in Erevin has a machloik, so we pass a name, Marvin Ella, the Dvar Mitzvah. It's not right to be allowed to make an Erev Etrum and to go Chutz L'Tchum just to L'Dvar Hashus. So that's why the Mishnayos always give the example. He's making an Erev Etrum to go listen to the Drashas HaChacham. It's time to get together with his friends and shmooze about politics. So that's not right. Eim Arvin Ela L'Dvar Mitzvah. That's a Shalom Shulchan Aruch. What a B'dieved. Shalom Rishonim. Eim Arvin Ela L'Dvar Mitzvah. Just a Din Chatchila or even a Din B'dieved. It doesn't even help. But that's why the Gemara always gives the mashal of Chacham coming. So he knows the Chacham is going to give a drasha somewhere. He does want to make an Erev Etchumen, and it's just the question, is it like the droplets of wine? In Vada is Mafrish Trumas HaMaisis, does know which droplets of wine. It is going to be Chal, the Trum is going to be Chal, but he does know which droplets of wine. So over here also, the Erev Etchumen is for sure going to be Chal, just does know it's going to be to the right or to the left. So that's the Shaila of Yesh Breir, Ein Breir. Another case that the Gemara has that's really surprising, that's the classical Shaila of Yesh Breir, Ein Breir, is a man gives his wife a get. He loves his wife. The Chumash talks about a person giving his wife a get because he doesn't like her. Esneihu Yishachran. Kimotzu bo erbas dobar. But the Gemara and the Mishnahs talk about a person giving his wife a get because he loves his wife and he has no children, she's going to need chalitza. So he gives her a get, so she shouldn't require any chalitza. But he doesn't want to violate yichud, so she's going to take care of him until he dies. So if he gives her a get right now, so she's a penuya, so it's an isa yichud, even though he's on his deathbed, it's still an isa yichud. So he gives her the get, so let's say he'll say, Harezi gitach la'achasha omos. So that's not good, ain't get la'chamisa. So what does he say? The get should be chal a minute before I die. So at the time the get is chal, we don't know yet. We don't know when he's going to die. When he dies, at 6:05, then we know the get was chal at 6:04. But at 6:04, we didn't know that the get was being chal. We didn't know till a minute later. He said the get should be chal a minute before I die, or an hour before I die. Shachas kodem yisonsi. So the Mishnah in Gittin talks about such a case. The man gives his wife a get. He doesn't want to violate Yichud, but he wants to pata her from Yiva Mechalitza. So he says, I raise a get on Shachas kodem yisonsi. So the Gemara has a halmach like a satanayim. Is that get valid or not? Is it chal or not? Why? That's an issue of Breira. What does it have to do with Breira? What does it have to do with Breira? It means the Shas Chalos HaGet is also determines the nature of the get. Let's say a man has two wives and he he's not making so much money, he can't afford to keep two wives, so he has to divorce one of them. They both have the same name. So he tells the Sofik, Sof Get Li Ishti, Leiza Sheretzah Gashan. They both have the same name, Rachel Bas Eliezer. So he says, write a get for my wife, Rachel Bas Eliezer, and I didn't decide yet which wife I'm going to give it to. Whether this wife, Rachel Bas Eliezer, or that wife, Rachel Bas Eliezer. So the Gemara says, that's an example of the issue of Breira. Why? It's not a toss-up, yes or no. The nature of the Chalois is Mesupik. We don't know whether the get was written Lishma for the Gedolah, for the Ketana, for which wife it was written. So that we understand, we don't know the nature of the get. Is it Lishma for this wife or for that wife? But here the Gemara understands that the Shas Chalois HaGet is also considered a different kind of a get. The nature of the get is different. If the get is Chal at 6:04, the get is Chal at 5:04, it's considered a different type of a get. So that's considered an issue. The Gemara considers that that's part of the issue of Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. How do we pass on Halacha L'maisa? So there's a gigantic round, a lot of long rounds in the Dorim, and Daf Memhei and Bei. So the round quotes the three opinions from the Rishonim. Some Rishonim paskin across the board Yesh Breira, some Rishonim paskin across the board Ein Breira, and the round paskin, that's how we assume Halacha, like this Gemara. That the Gemara on the top of Lamed Ches Amin Aleph distinguished that with the Raisi Ein Breira, with the Rabbanon Yesh Breira. The Gemara gives an example with the Raisi Ein Breira. So the Gemara talks about Soif Tum Olotzeis. So the simple mashmah, so the Gemara here is that Soif Tum Olotzeis is a din de Raisa, because Rashi writes in the first paragraph of Yud that Soif Tum Olotzeis is a chumrah with the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Tzal Ranshbog points out, he quotes the Shita Mekubetzes, points this out, the Rishonim already point out, that there's a stira. And Rashi writes on Daf Yud, sounds like he said, Sof Tumalotz only din the Rabbanon. Our Gemara says, but the Raisa ain't bread, they're talking about Sof Tumalotz. So it sounds like it's a din the Raisa. So, remember, Rav Soloveitchik thought, so the a lot of Rishonim say, it depends what the nature of the Sof Tumalotz is. Let's say if the Chevra Kadisha, if there's only one way to go out of the house, the person died in the house, there's only one way to go out of the house, unless you're going to break down a wall and make another exit. But the way the building stands now, you have to go through the front door. So that's, if Tumalotz, that'll be their rice. But if you have Hameis Babais Velop Sachem Harbe, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Aholos, there are different routes. You can either go this way, that way, or that way. So that when you say Sof Tumalotz is over there, so that could be that's the Rabbanon. If there's only one way out, that Sof Tumalotz would be the Reis. If there are different ways to go out, it could be that's the Rabbanon. Yeah, but the Shaila is, our Gemara talks about Belo Pesach Mahar, the Gemara says, B'der Reisa Ein Breira. So how can Rashi write on Daf Yud that it's only the Rabbanon? So remember, Rav Soloveitchik suggested that Pshat is, Sof Tumalotz is you're judging where will there be Tuma Deraisa. If and when we'll take the Mesa, there'll be Tuma Deraisa here. So since later there'll be Tuma Deraisa, even though the door is closed now, and right now the Tuma doesn't go through Menatoira, it's only a Chumer Mederabbanon, so you treat that as Bideraisa Ein Breira. Because the Dinderabbanon, if you hold that Sof Tumalotz only a Dinderabbanon, Dinderabbanon was Nikva, based on the discussion, where will there be Tuma Deraisa later? So that's Bideraisa, Ein Breira. So even when you get to the Din Derabbanan, that's a function of the Din Deraisa. Also the Gemara will say that Ein Breira Bideraisa. There's no Din Breira by Dinim Deraisa. It's interesting, this Din, this Techemed, has a section where he talks about Sof Tumalotzis. Rashi and Daf Yud quotes from the Mishnayis. In Aholos, the Mishnayis talk about Sof Tumalotzis. There are Kalim. In this hallway, or kelim in that hallway, which kelim will become tum? Where's the soif tumalotze? So the Chema quotes Achrayim who think that soif tumalotze only affects kelim to be metame. It can't be metame odom. And this is against the Ramon, Shulchan Aruch, the Ramon, the end of Yeridei, has the couple of simonim about the tumas kohanim. So the Ramon has a big chumrah that the Ramah quotes a machloikas, and he says, "Hamekal lo hifsid nishgefelos atyuvli mekal." He has a chumrah in soif tomalotzes. Number one, we're assuming that a kohen is muzer on soif tomalotzes. That's chiddush number one. That's really a big machloikas of Rishonim. Then number two, we'll talk about that in a minute. Then number two, not only a kohen is muzer on soif tomalotzes, number one, that soif tomalotzes applies to Adam. That's chiddush number one. Because the Stechem quotes Achrayim and say it only applies to Caleb. Chiddush number two, that a kohen is muzer on soif tomalotzes. Then chiddush number three, this is a whopper on top of the other two chiddushim, that if the city, let's say the mace is in one house, and you're going to take the mace, you have to take mace out to the cemetery, but there's a wall around the whole city. So you're going to take the mace out from the house where he died, and it's going to be pasuach la'aber ho'ilam. It's going to be open space. There is no roof. The whole city doesn't have a roof on top of it. But then the only way to go to the cemetery, let's say, is to go on the George Washington Bridge on the lower level. So the floor of the upper level is an ohel for the people who are going on the lower level. The fact that there's an upper level, so that means it's not a softum, it's not about they're going to go on the lower level. But let's say the only way to go out of the city, to go to the cemetery, is to go on, it's impossible to go any other way. You have to go on the lower level, and the floor of the upper level is an ohel on the lower level. So the Ramah says, the mace is in a house now. And when you're going to take him out of the house, it's going to be pasuach laba oilam. There is no roof. But when you're going to go to the cemetery in New Jersey, you're going to have to go on the lower level. There's no other way. There's no upper level, whatever. They bombed the upper level. So the Ramah says, a kohen is not allowed to go on a lower level even 10 hours before they take the mace. The funeral, he died at 10 o'clock at night. The funeral is going to be tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. You have another 10 hours to go. So the Ramah has a chumah. That's already called soif tomalotze. So that's a whopper of a chumah. That the Bir Agro says that's not correct. Al pi pashtus. It's only called soif tomalotze if there's a gag that continues from the place where the mace is now till the place where the kohen wants to walk now. So we say the door is closed, so the tumah doesn't go. So either midirabbanan or halach l'mashi misina, whatever it is. So since we plan to take the mace over there, we consider it as if the door is open already, as if the tumah continues. But here there is no gag that continues from the house where the mace is till the lower level. There are many streets mopsik in between. So that's really a chumrah. That's what the Ramah says. Va'mekal lo hifsid. It's going to be mekal on that nishgefelka. That's not really even sof tomalotzes. So, anyways, if this achidus, some achrayim hold that sof tomalotzes is only mitame kelim. It's not mitame yodam. It's an interesting einfal. The Mishnah. That's what they say. The Mishnah. I didn't go to all the Mishnahs, but the Mishnahs in the whole is what Rashi quotes and what they quote in Stechem. Mishnahs only talk about kelim. Doesn't talk about yodam. This is a famous discussion whether kohanim amuzer on sof tomalotzes. There are three issues that there's a machloikis. You have cherev hareo kecholol, someone attended a funeral, and he had, let's say, a kli mateches with him. Or someone dies in the house, and there's a fork or a knife, there's a silverware, that's metal silverware. And then you take the mace and you bury him, so now the metal silverware is still in the house. So by metal kelim for sure, l'choladeis, he say cherev hareo kecholol. Cheret kechol doesn't only apply b'chalal cheret if he was killed with this cheret. B'feirish and mishnayis, it doesn't have to be killed. Some of the Rishonim wrote like that, and other Rishonim say it's against all the mishnayis. If you have a mace in a room with a kli mateches, so you say the kli mateches becomes an avi avos hatuma. That's a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Psochim and the Rambam and the Raibin and Hilchos Tumas Mace. Is it only kli mateches? It doesn't apply to all kelim except for kli cheres. Kli cheres, it does not apply to. We have a klal kol she'ein l'tar b'mikveh and nasa av hatumah. So here you want to say that the, let's say begodim have tar b'mikveh. If it becomes tam, you can. Kli cheres doesn't have tar b'mikveh. So kol she'ein l'tar b'mikveh. It's a gemara d'lez daf in erev. So ein l'tar b'mikveh and nasa av hatumah. It can't become an av. Certainly can't become an aviyah. Vayis hatumah. So Baikli Cheres, everybody agrees that you don't say Cheres Verekachol. Baikli Matechas, everybody agrees that you do say Cheres Verekachol, even if it's not the Cheres that killed him. And by Begodin, or by other Kliyates, it could be a Nasa Avatum, it has a Tefillah of Mikveh, so that's a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rabbi, and Rashi and Tosfos, whether you apply Cheres Verekachol or not. So let's say if you have a person died in the house, and then they took the mace, they buried him, but you have all the silverware remains in the house. So is the Kohen prohibited from entering the house because the silverware is metamehim, Cheres Verekachol? The silverware has the status like an Avi Avos Atuma. So that's a machlokes harishon. That's you look at the Tosfos and a few mesichtos has it. Tosfos in the beginning of Ksubis and in Brochas and a few mesichtos they have. So there's a brayse in Maseches Moches. Maseches Moches was composed in the days of the Gaonim. It's not from the Tanoim. So there's a brayse in Maseches Moches that may not necessarily be reliable. We're not required to follow everything that the Gaonim said. So the Brisa says, "Kol tuma sheina noza megaleach aleho, ein akoin muzer aleho." The Mishnah is saying, "Maseches Nazir," that the Nazir who becomes chayomis meisola befesa pisan b'timei rosh nizra hayamim harishanim yiplu, he has to start counting all over again, and he's megaleach naziris tuma, and he has to bring special karbanas in order to begin the naziris tara all over again. So the Mishnah say that that's only the Rambam sums it up. The lotion that the Rambam uses is the chiyomis meis ola befes apis, and it's only if it's atzma shel meis. The hechitim says we have tumas meis, but without it's a stunt, a trick. You become tummy tumas meis as if you came in contact with the meis, but you really didn't. You came in contact with cherev harehu kechol, or you had a soif tuma lotzeis, or you had a soif tuma lotzeis. So that's a machlokes harishonim whether the kohen is muzer or not. So the brisa maseches moches written composed by the Gaonim says any tumas sheina noza megaleach aleho, it's only tumas meis without atzma shel meis. So the kohen is not muzer, and the Rabbein Tam thinks that it's mishabesh. He gives a proof which the other rishonim explained. They're not so convinced that it's a conclusive proof. So in Shulchan Aruch this machlokes is quoted. So the Ramah paskins that the Kohenim are not muzer acherev harei kocholo. In other words, we do follow the Kohenim and the Ramah. We don't follow the Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan says that we don't follow that brisa maseches moches. Even two machine and those are megalach aleha, the Kohenim is muzer aleha. So we don't accept the Rabbi Natan. The Ramah paskins like the Kula. Nonetheless, the Ramah quotes the Chumrah with the wapra of the Chumrah that even Sof Tumalot says that such an exaggerated form. So up to Malot says the Kohen is Muslim. So it's a Hastira and the Ramah. So if you look in the original source, I think it's from the Maharik, one of the Achrayim at that time. So they say Mi'ikar Adin, the Kohen is not really Muslim. And so up to Malot and Sida. But the meaning always was that the Kohen were careful not to come in contact with the Sof to Malot. So the lotion they use is like one would say in Yiddish, Mevilnish Tzebrechen the meaning. So they say Shalom Shaberes Aminik. It's not correct Hebrew, but they must be translating. They didn't speak Yiddish, maybe they spoke Italian. Marik lived in Italy or whatever. So they say, Shalom Shaber is a meaning. The meaning always was the Kohanim were careful not to come in contact with the Sof to Malotze. So they left it like that, Lechumer. But Mikra Adim, we really paskin that any case where it's not Atzman Shonet, it's just Tumas Mace without actually coming in contact with the Mace. So we really paskin Mikra Adim that the Kohanim are not Muslim. The Mishnah has a Lamed Vav Amid Beis. I'll just say a few words about it. Mishnah has a Lamed Vav Amid Beis. The Gzera the Rabbanon. Mecha Chamemke is also. The Gemara says everything, the whole Mecha Chamemke is also because Gzera Shem Yichtov. The Kula Taim Ma, Gzera Shem Yichtov. That's the fourth line from the top on Lamed Zayin Amid Al. So one of the examples in the Mishnah is a Mekadshin. Now let it be Mekadshin. So there's a Gemara in Gittin, an Ein Zayin Amid Beis. When the Gemara in Gittin tells a story that a man loved his wife and he didn't have any children and he wanted to give her a get so she'll be relieved from Yibam v'chalitza, but he doesn't want to give get now. It's been Issa Yich. He's going to wait till he's holding by Gesisa. So Erev Shabbos he was sick, but he wasn't holding by the end. Middle of Shabbos he takes a turn for the worst and he's afraid that he's going to die before Shabbos is over. He won't be able to give it again. Why can't he give it again? Because the get is in a different location. and there's no Erev, so he can't give the get. So the Gemara says the wife, the husband should be makne the room to the wife where the get is, and she'll go make a kinyan chazaka, let her go lock the door, open the door, whatever, tezalihi betiftach betechad, let her lock the door, open the door, she'll be kinda the rishus with the kinyan chazaka, and then the get is now in her rishus, so the get will be chal in the middle of Shabbos. So Tosis there is bothered with Akasha. They quote a Tosefta on the side of the daf. The Masoras HaShas writes, Lo Nimtza Etzlein, and our Tosefta, we don't have it. Tosis claims that there's a Tosefta that elaborates on the mission. Not only Lo Mikachin, you're not allowed to be Mikadosh and Isha, you're not allowed to be Megarish and Isha B'Shabbos either, because Gerishin is also a Kenyan. Gerishin is a Kenyan Shtar. So how come they permitted the husband to be Megarish's wife? So Tosis says, because of Iguna. She's going to have a problem. Mishum Iguna, you make on different things. Not make on didim der Reis, you make on didim der Abanon, Heimam and Heimamru. So since Lo Megarshin, Tosis claims there's a din Lo Megarshin, since Lo Megarshin is only the Abanon, so if it's going to be a big Mokam Igun, then we've got to be Mekal. Like you have yesterday, the Magid Shia said, the Mokam Chodoshim Besakonen. We're Mekal a lot of times on Dinim der Abanon. So here, the woman is going to, Chodoshim Besakonen doesn't necessarily have to be sick. In Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes a Gemara from Shabbos, Daf Mem on the days. Soche Hatinoik. If you have a little baby and the baby wants to drink his bottle, nobody is sick. It's just that Higia's mommy wants to have a drink of milk. So it says you're allowed, and if he's not going to get his milk on time, he's going to cry. He's going to go crazy. No one is sick. But he has a condition, babyhood, that's going to prevent him from functioning. He's hungry and he's a baby. That's going to prevent him from functioning normally. So that has the same status as a chayla called Gufa Muta Lamishka. Has a din of a chayla Shem Sakana Samir. And Nachri is Mutter and so on. All the kudas that you have a chayla Shem Sakana. So here the woman is going to be mamish stuck. She's going to be not good and she won't be able. She's only 60 years old. She would like to remarry. So that's worse than a chayla Shem Sakana. So you could be Mekel. So Tosis says that's why we're Mekel, that you're allowed to be Megarish. There was a story years ago. They say Rabbi Zalman Meltzer passed like this, and then later on the same story repeated itself when Rabbi, after Rabbi Zalman passed away, when Rabbi Yashiv was alive, that during the time Rabbi Yashiv was alive, the story was there was a man in Yerushalayim who had come from Russia, and his brother was left behind, and there was no communication before the Iron Curtain fell down, and it wasn't shy to go back and forth. So the man took sick on Shabbos and he was going to die. So and the wife was going to be an aguna because she had no children, the husband had no children, so she's going to need chalitza b'yidin, and the only brother who was shy to do chalitza b'yidin lived in Russia, and it wasn't shy, she couldn't arrive in Russia, he couldn't come there to Israel. There was no way to get there. So Rabbi Zalman Paskin and Rabbi Yashiv Paskin later, the brother's daughter was a teenager, and the brother's daughter lived in Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Yashiv said, based on what Rabbi Zalman said 40 years earlier, the husband who's on his deathbed in the hospital should give a ring to be Mekadosh Denise. So in addition to the wife that he has, he's going to marry his niece, and then when the husband is going to die, so his wife will be a Tzoras Abbas, because the brother in Russia is faced with two, his brother dies with two wives, one wife is his daughter, so his daughter is no Yim of Chalitza, it's an Isakaris. So that's the machlek is Bisham and Bishil and the first perik in Yevamos. What's the din of Tzoras Abbas? A man has two wives. One wife is the daughter of the surviving brother, the other wife is a regular nachris, and he's a stranger. So we pass like this hill, that a Tzoras Abbas doesn't need chalitza, doesn't need yibum. But the Mishnah says, Ein mekachin and alad bim kadosh and ish on Shabbos. So that's where Rabbi Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv repeated the psak. They said, just like Tosfos says, there's a din ein megarshin, they quoted Tosefta, ein megarshin, but Mishum Iguna, then you Mekel. So a Mekachim also, you can be Mekel. If by being Mekadosh and Isha, you'll be Mater and Aguna, that's over. it make the aguna into a tzoras abbas, so you'll have to be mekadosh and isha as well. Not all the rishonim had that girsa in the Tosefta. On the side of Gemara it says lanimtza etzlein, we don't have it. There's really room to distinguish, because when you do kiddushin, kiddushin is a kinyan. The Gemara says malakesem sheken kana b'yalma v'kana kan, beginning of kiddushin. So kiddushin is either a kinyan kesef, just like kesef is kana karka. You learn from stei mikne, you learn from stei Ephron. You learn from stei Ephron, Moris amak pela, or kinyan mishtar. It's also a kinyan mishtar. So you make a maisi kinyan, and it accomplishes. She's called Kohen Kikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo. She is married with the husband. When you give a get, it's a kinyan shtar, but it's a kinyan that serves the purpose of canceling a previous kinyan. There's no positive chalos afterwards. The kinyan of the get just accomplishes to be mafkir the previous kinyan. So there's really room to distinguish and to say, we can understand why you should make a gzeirish emeyichtov. A get has to be bigzav, it can't be megarish balpeh. So you can understand why there should be a gzeirish emeyichtov by Ein Megarish and Meshavis, but there's room to Dingzach and say they only made the Gzera Derabbanan by Kinyonim, because Mekka Chamemka, the main Chashash is Mekka Chamemka, Zerush and Yichta, Mekka Chamemka, make a Kinyon that has a Chalois Kinyon. So by Kiddushin, you make a Kinyon, Kesef, and a Kinyon Shtan, it makes a Chalois Kinyon. The Chalois is that there's going to be issues over here, but by the Get, you're making a Maisi Kinyon, a Kinyon Shtar, but it's not going to have any Chalois. The Chalois is going to be, it's going to cancel the previous Kinyon. So there's room to argue the point and say that there never was a Gzera Derabbana with it. But that's what Tosfos had the Girsa like that. So there's such a discussion that Menachem Zemba has in the Sefer Zera Avraham. He had a correspondence with the son-in-law of the Or Samech, Rabbi Avraham Luftbeer. Rabbi Avraham Luftbeer died without any children. The Or Samech only had one daughter, and she was married, and she didn't have any children. Husband died and then she died. The Asmech had no descendants. So the Menachem Zemba used to correspond with this rabbi. Rabbi Ron Luftbeer was a businessman. And he wrote a nice Divrei Torah, so he used to correspond with him. So after Rabbi Ron Luftbeer passed away, it was tragic. So the Menachem Zemba put out a sefer that should be B'mokim Bimkim his children. Zer Avram, the children. So he has his letters that he sent to Rabbi Ron Luftbeer and the letters that he sent back. Menachem Zemba's letters are stronger, but Rabbi Ram Luftbeer knew how to learn very well. His letters are also good, and every so often he'll quote something from his father-in-law from the Or Samech that we don't have any other source for. It's a very valuable sefer. Same thing, Menachem Zemba lost a son, I think, who was engaged to get married, around 20 years old, and he was learning out of town, so he was also corresponding with the father. So after he died at the age of 20, so the father published the sefer in his memory. So the son was a big Talmid Chacham. He knew Bavli Yerushalmi. Menachem Zemba knew everything more. So his letters are strong, but the son's letters at the age of 20. Son's letters are fantastic. Also the same Kabbalah. So he has in the Sefer Zer Avram, he has a discussion. There's a Gemara in Brochus on Daf Mem Zayin on the base. But the Gemara says, Rav Lezer one day came to shul and there were only 9 people and they needed a 10th one for the minyan. So he took the Evik 90 with him. So he was Meshachar the Evik 90 in order to be Mitzar from to the minyan. So the Gemara says, Kasha, Meshachar Abda Oiver and Evik 90. Meshachar Abda Oiver Be'esei, not like the Meshachar Nebet. So the Gemara says, there's a mitzvah derabim, so it's okay. What do you mean mitzvah derabim? They wanted to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Kriyas HaTor, whatever. So when we welcome mitzvah derabim, it's muta. So that's a question. Why is that so? But that's what it says in the Gemara. Malak mitzvah derabim is muta. So the Tosfos raises a question. The whole mitzvah derabim, the Kaddish Kedush Baruch is only with the Rabbanan. It's only a mitzvah derabbanan. So a mitzvah derabbanan has enough koyach to allow you to violate an isa deraisa, the isa essay of the other mem tavaydu. So Tosfos says, from this Gemara, you see it contradicts the Bahag. The Bahag is all the opinion that Avelis Amrishan is deraisa. So if somebody dies and is buried, Yantab Sheni Shal Goliath, so the whole Simchas Yantab is only the Rabban, all Yantab Sheni Shal Goliath is only the Rabban. So the Bahag is of the opinion that on Yantab one doesn't observe Avelis, the Gemara says, Osi Asid Rabb, Dachi Asid the Yochid, Simchas Yantab is Asid the Rabbim, and Avelis, Abel Yochid Asiloch, Avelis is only Asid the Yochid. So the Bahag says, yeah, that's if it's Avelis after the first day of Shiva. But Avelis and Rishon, if it's Yom HaMisa V'HaKvura, so the Vahag is Ovipin, Vahag, the Ramah, the Riv, the Mechaber, the Chachmisvar, the Mechaber Paskon is like that. That Avelis Yom Rishon is there, right? So the Yom Tamashen Shalgol is only the Rabbanon. So you never have, the Vahag says, you never have that a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, is going to be Deicha Adin Deraisa. Can't be. So Tosfos says, why not? That's what you have over here, because the mitzvah, the Rabbi, you want to have Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu, the whole idea of having a minion, the whole thing is only Midirabbanon. So that permits you to violate the Olam HaTavoyim. That's the taina that Tosfos has against the Bahag. So Tosfos thinks that the whole Bahag is incorrect. Tosfos thinks that even Avelis and Rishon is also only the Rabbanon. They have a whole discussion about that in Eilam Megalchin. And they say what the Bahag said, the second point of the Bahag is also not correct, that you never have a mitzvah derabbanon, derech a mitzvah deraisa. They prove in the Gemara it's not true. So the Rosh over there in Brachas has a line. He, when he quotes the Tosfos, so he says, unless you'll zet sign the case in the Gemara that a Shabbos Parsha Zohar, and they needed a minyan deraisa for the Parsha Zohar. So that's the mocker in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Trumas Hadesh, and you see from the Rosh, that number one, Parsha Zohar deraisa, that Tosfos has in a few places. Number two, that you need a minyan deraisa. Parsha Zohar needs a minyan deraisa. So the Rosh doesn't say Shabbos Parsha Zohar, but the Pashta says that's what he means. So what do you mean? He was Meshachar his Eved on Shabbos? Isn't there an Isser of Mekach HaMemka? It's like, it should be the same as Eimei Garshin. So from the Rosh it would appear, that's where Menachem Zemer discussed it, from the Rosh it would appear that that if you make a Shichur is a Kinyan Shtar, the Shtar must have been written before Shabbos, I guess. If you make a kinyan, that's just for the purpose of canceling a previous kinyan. It's not a kinyan that's going to make a chalois. When you meshachar the eved, it doesn't make any chalois, just he's no longer an eved. The status of the kinyan avdus is for kinyan mamun, the kinyan isa, the kinyanim become paka. And the mele will be an eved meshuchah, but it doesn't create any chalois. So you see from the Rosh, it would appear that such a case is not included in the gzeira de rabbanon of ein mekatshin misham. So that should be the same by ein megarshin. And to be Meshachar and Eved should be the same as Legarish. It's a Kinyan for the purpose of cancelling a Kinyan. Here there's a famous discussion. The Mishnah says on Shabbos Loi Magdishin, you're not allowed to be Magdish anything to Hegdish, because that's also a form of Mekach HaMemka, giving over ownership to Hegdish. So the Rishonim ask a question, but we make appeals on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and people pledge to give money. So why isn't that a violation of a Magdishin? So the Rabbeinu Hananel, the Ran quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, says it's only an Isar of a Magdishin if your Magdish should be yet a specific thing. I say Hareza Lehegdish, a Magdish of Behema, as a carbon, you Magdish, you donate silver or something. But if you say Hare Alai, so there is no Bien, so you can't, that's not comparable to Mekach HaMemka. So the Rishonim ask Akasha, but it says Veloi Marichin. By Erchen, there's no particular Bien. You're just saying Hare Alai, Erko Alai. You're pledging to give an amount of money, you're not giving a bien. So it doesn't show that Rabbeinu Hananel is not right. So the Shilta Giborim on the side of the Rif and Maseches Avodah Zarah, the first parak, what's it doing in Avodah Zarah? It doesn't belong there. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, they made Gzeira D'Rabbanan, a Magdishin. You're not allowed to be Magdish anything because it's Yovelei Dei Takolah. What are you going to do with it? There's no Beis Hamikdash. Someone's going to ride on the animal. You're going to be in violation. You're going to be in violation of the Ilah Behegdash. So when it says in the Rif quotes the Gemara Loi Magdishin, so the Shulta Gibarim takes off and he talks about this Loi Magdishin. So he comes to answer the kasha that the yesk on the Rabbeinu Hananel from Loi Marichin. So he comes up with a wapra of a chiddush that in the end of Chumash VaYikra, when you have the institution of Erichin, it doesn't mean that he's saying Hare Allah, he's accepting a pledge to give an amount of money. He's really magdish the other person, or he's magdish himself. It's a bien. He's magdish. So magdish himself, you can understand that. How can I be magdish another person? So he says, I don't own you with respect to that I don't have the right to make you work for me. But I do own you with respect to I could be magdish you, then I'm mechuyev to be paid to you. So he says like that. That erchin and nechumish, that's the nature of Erechen. Erechen doesn't mean a Hare Alai pledge. Hare Alai is mutter on Shabbos Yom Tov. That's not dumi de mekach HaMemka. It's only if you're transferring ownership of a bien. But when you say Erki Alai, Erko Alai, you really magdish the person, and the Torah imposes upon you a chiyuv to be paid to the person. So the Shulti Geborim, it's a wild notion. So the Shulti Geborim says, in order to answer the Kasha under Rabbi Hanan of the Mabit, who was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo, wrote the Sefer under Rambam. Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote the Ges Mishnah, he wrote the Kiryas Sefer. So there's a good reason why the Ges Mishnah is printed on the side, and the Kiryas Sefer is not printed on the side, because he always has wild things. In Kolalim, when a young man has to say a chabura, you always look in the Kiryas Sefer, you'll always find something peladic to say a chabura. He always has something, Amedrish Pli or something. So he writes the same thing on his own, in Hilchas Erechin. He writes on his own without answering. He at least the Shulchan Aruch wrote it in order to frame for the Kasha and the Rabbein Hanan. The Mabit just said it, that's Pshat and Erechin. That's a Pelet Digazah. That's the Shailah. How then do you understand the common practice that we have, that they make pledges on Shabbos? So the Gemara talks in Masechus Pesachim. Is there a Pesach Shecholi is B'Shabbos? They didn't know whether the Korban Pesach is B'Shabbos Shabbos or not. So the Gemara says, usually you're not allowed to be Magdish and Korban on Shabbos or Yontif, Lo Magdishin. But if you weren't, if it's our Pesach Shecholi is B'Shabbos, and you weren't Magdish and Korban Pesach yet, you got no chance. So then we permit you, just like we allow you to be Mechal Shabbos to Shech the Korban Pesach, our Pesach Shecholi is B'Shabbos, we allow you to be Magdish at all. So why do we allow you to be Magdish? It's a Posh B'Shab. The Shechit is Dech HaShabbos, the Pesach is Dech HaShabbos, and the Hakdosh is also Dech HaShabbos. So some other Rishayim say, you don't even have to go so far. The Din, the Emagdishin, is only if it's Shonim Kitikunim. If you have a big Shas HaTchak, then we'll make them. So they say, if the Shul is greatly in need of funds, then you're allowed to make a Mishaber, then you're allowed to make an appeal on Shabbos and Yom. But if the Yeshiva is rolling in dough, but they want to collect money to last another 100 years after Mashiach comes, so that you're not allowed to make. Such an appeal, such a mishaberech, you're not allowed to make. But to make a mishaberech, to make an appeal for a tzedakah organization that's really in need, so that's like the Gemara said in Pesachim, Pesach, Cholis, B'Shabbos, and you weren't Magdash, you're Korban yet, we permit you to be Magdash on Shabbos, because B'Shas HaTchak we make. There we go.
This is
once
the
post of
Bachachim.